So my question is, as somebody who likes talking, if he or she is selecting or picking the partner, should she go for somebody who likes talking or somebody who doesn't like talking?
So what you need to ask yourself is, do you like yourself talking?
Yes.
So what do you want? I'm asking you, what do you want in a partner? What are your expectations?
Okay, so I think me, I wouldn't go in for anything giddy giddy beer.
Right.
But at least the person should like talking, as in somebody you can speak to anytime.
Okay.
Like somebody who is there for you anytime. If you need something to say, I know we all have friends, but okay, it's nice when you have somebody that's, oh,
but are you there for yourself?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes. No, what do you mean am I there for myself?
You said you want someone to talk to all the time. What do you mean by...
Okay, hold on. With you all the time, yes. Only if you are not busy. And then if you are busy, you can make the other person understand that, oh, an idea, I'm going somewhere, I'll be this, I'll be that. That right. One is understandable.
Right.
But then you are there and then... Me, I like talking, pa.
It's obvious.
I want somebody. Because I can't be talking to you and then you just be listening to me. Like, what's happened here? Me percussing to me, because I expect you to also...
respond.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So is there talking a question, or do you want the one that you are with to listen, or... is it a solution that you are looking for, or you just want to talk to the person? Do you have a specific conversation you want to have with the person you are with, or you like talking, so you want your partner to also talk? So if as you said, you want someone who also likes talking, and you are talking and the person is also talking, who is going to listen to who?
Not talking. Well, you know, we have people, they are so quiet to the extent that you be speaking to them and then you be expecting, let's say, a response back. Because I can't be speaking to you and then all you be saying is, okay. Like, me can't know what can I say. Yenya
inkomobia e de e de. So that is why I asked if there is a specific topic or conversation. So you want the person to talk.
Yes, whatever that would happen in the day. It's not something to say, oh, we should speak about this in particular, but then anything that would happen in the day, maybe there should be a good response, as in a good conversation between both of us.
So your expectation is to get someone who talks like you. Is that your expectation?
Not just talking and listens to me, like me can't wait to see, and then be like, not like command, but then somebody who in the casa, like the person will be listening to you, and I'll be given
his input,
a vibe. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
A conversation understand. Vibe, because I like talking. I don't like quiet people.
So, Roslyn, you also have expectations, right?
Yeah,
everyone has expectations. Everyone has an expectation when getting into a relationship, or when he or she is in a relationship. So what are your expectations in a relationship?
Okay, so basically I have a lot of expectations.
A lot?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So many. I want someone I can really vibe with. Someone I can call my best friend.
Okay.
I can't be in a relationship with you and it's going to be like ching ching ching.
That's nice.
No.
You want someone you can be free with.
Of course.
You'll be able to express your feelings and then
very much. Yeah. Because I can't hide my feelings. I'm someone that's, you know, likes to fool around the people that I'm so much okay with.
Explain fool around, because I think quite recently I chanced upon a video when the man was saying, "Oba dey was so romantic. Oba dey was so na ukunu ti wan water. Oba water dey." So you need to explain fool around with.
Because, as you said, if I have a good vibe with you, if I'm able to really, you know, have this kind of relationship with you, I can do anything and everything freely around you without thinking twice. That is it going to be angry? You see, we are humans. Yes, you'll be angry, but must he be angry about everything I do?
Even if you are playing around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, me time, what's all here? You don't have to be like, Yeah, you have to be okay. Like,
yeah. But okay, yeah. I understand. Yeah. That is, so your expectation is to get someone you can vibe with.
Yeah.
Someone you be able to communicate your feelings and I think that is mostly what most of the women want in a relationship. So you said a lot of expectations.
Yeah. And I want someone who will, you know, listen to me.
So you want, you don't need someone who will listen to you.
I want and need someone who would listen to me. I mean, who would have this ears for me whenever I'm speaking to him.
Yeah. Sure.
I want us to build a connect. You see, you build so many connections with communication.
Right.
So if the person is so attentive when I'm speaking, I think it would be best. Yeah. I really love that. I would want to have that.
Okay.
And also, I want to have a relationship that's full of romance.
Right.
Yeah.
So important.
Full of romance and intimacy.
Okay.
You have to be attracted to me. Right. Same here. Like, I have to also be attracted to you. Yes. I can't date you and or be in a relationship with you and no, it shouldn't happen that way. Yeah. Okay. I should, you know, see you and be like, yo, that's my man. You get it?
Right, right.
So, yeah, basically. So
you said a lot.
A lot. Okay. A lot. You I can go on and on and
go
on.
Go on and on and on. And so, give us your last expectation.
Okay, so I also want someone who is committed. Yeah.
Okay.
You should be committed. Okay. I mean, when I say commitment, not giving your all, but you should give your all.
Yeah.
Yes, you can't be in a relationship and you'll be like, as if, I don't know how, that's the word.
Nonchalant.
Like, you care about, you care less about everything. You have to be so committed that everything has to be, you know, so important to you. That's what I want and need. Yeah.
Okay. So, Angie, you can go ahead and then give us your expectations, share your expectations on relationships. So
before we move to the next thing on online, I'd like to second on what Rosalind said. Your person should be the type that whatever that you can do outside for people to see, your person in the house or in the home should see it. So like, there should be some kind of freedom, as in you'll be doing things, you wouldn't be like, oh, me ferret. Your person should be the type that he or she knows every single thing about you. He should know that, oh, my friend, my partner, he's saying what? Yeah, she likes fooling. He likes doing this. So Rosalind said that you need somebody you can fool with. And then it's true. You can't hide your real self from your person and then go and show it to others. We have friends and then we have friends. I have people that you should ask them about me. They'll be like, oh, Ella likes food, Ella likes this. But then there'll be others you'd go and ask, I'm very many, because they don't really know me. But then my people, my closest people know who Ella is in real life. So I think your person should also see that, you should feel comfortable. And you have to be chin No. Your person should know every single thing about you. So at second what Rosalind said, that you should feel free and then live your normal life.
So Rosalind, do you have anything to add or should I go ahead and then? So one thing you need to understand is you first need to know the difference between standards and then expectations. You know, standards are basically guidelines about what you will accept in the present moment, you know. So we have, I have examples that I think are standards and are important in every relationship, and everyone must have a standard. You must have a standard. So I think honesty, respect, and then support. They are the basic ones you need to have. Standards are so important. But on the other hand, expectations. So I think expectations are what we want to happen in the future. Everyone has a standard. You should have a standard. You should know what you want and what you don't want. Those things are standards. Those are basic ones that you need in a relationship. Standards are basic. As I said earlier, examples that I give, honesty, respect, and then support. Those are the standard. These are the basic ones that are important in a relationship. But expectations. Oh, yes. Everyone has an expectation. Me, I have expectations in a relationship. I have my expectations. But expectations causes problems. Expectations causes problems. I know you are asking why. Right? Yes. So we first need to understand why does expectations cause problems in a relationship? So one, the explanation I gave on expectation, I said they are what we want to happen. We want it to happen in the future. So if your expectations are unrealistic. Okay, so you watched a movie when the guy was being so romantic and then buying flowers every time he returns from work and gives to the wife. So, okay, you've been watching movies, so you are expecting your boyfriend to behave the same way. So once you get into the relationship and then it doesn't happen like that, then you feel disappointed. And that, I think, causes problems. So, why does the expectation cause problems? I think it all starts with arguing. Because if you have an expectation that has not been met, or it is not, you are not, the person that you are with is not meeting that expectation. Okay, you feel like, oh, okay, you have to do this. You must be doing this. You are a man. You have to be doing this. So, once you find out that the person is not doing it, as I said earlier, you'll be disappointed and you'll be arguing with your partner. And in a relationship, expectation can also vary from person to person. And they are also subjective. We'll be on any expectation. Some people would want you to put breakfast on their table. Well, I spoke with a colleague of mine who said he likes to eat directly from the saucepan. Yes. He said, "Dasen, me be say me did the free dasen." He doesn't want the wife to serve him. He feels like that's enslaving the wife, so he wants to eat directly from the dasen. You get it? So expectations vary from person to person. As I said, it is subjective, and they might also expect their spouses to take out the trash. Some of them are like that. So I also had the chance to speak with another lady, and she also said, if you are a man, you are supposed to do this. You have to learn how to cook. No, those are some of the expectations that, you know, there is a difference between a shared responsibility and a shared responsibility. A man's responsibility is so different from a woman's responsibility.
Why do you say so? I really want to know why.
No, I'm about to explain to you.
Okay.
Relax, okay? Right. I'm about to explain to you. Our responsibilities are different. We are the caretakers. We are the providers. We are the providers. And we are also providers in all aspects. Financially, security-wise. So, as a man, I have to make sure my family is well... they are well fed, well taken care of. They are protected. That is so important. Yours is to submit. Even in the Bible even says a woman is supposed to submit.
Yeah.
For the man to love her. In the conversations I've had with people, I mostly tell them that women are different from men. The responsibilities of a man is different from the responsibilities of a woman. We were created differently. You, as a man, you feel obliged to take care of your family. It's your responsibility. It's like, it's in you. It is something that you have to do. And that, I think that makes you a man. And a woman was not created like a man. So that is why most of the women who take care of their husbands for a while, they will be taking care of the home for like 2-3 months and then they'll be complaining. Right? Because, but that, you were not created like that. So we can't share responsibilities.
So if I should understand what you are trying to say, there's nothing like shared relationships.
Responsibilities.
Right? Responsibilities.
Right.
Shared responsibilities. But now when you come to our homes, you see that the woman works, the man works.
Okay.
The man expects that since the woman works, at least the woman will do something in the house.
What,
the woman
what thing?
Is sometimes with petty things. Like,
so what are, what do you expect the woman to do if she's not supposed to take care of those petty things that...
No,
the man doesn't expect the woman to do anything, especially financially wise. You have to think that, oh, okay, we are in a relationship. We are married.
I love what she said, that you have to think.
Yes.
So if I'm taking care of the house,
if doing taking so care of the
many,
house,
so many chores, doing so many chores, you also have to think that I would also be tired.
So
now we are all independent women. We work, we come back to the house, you know, do so many things. You also have to think wisely. Sorry to say if it sounds harsh, but you also have to think wisely that my wife or my girlfriend is tired. She also works. You know, she also works.
Okay.
So let me help around the house. I'm not saying that do so many things, but
so what do you expect the man to do in the help in the kitchen?
Yes, so not cooking, what,
no
cooking.
Wait,
nice and romantic for a man to help in the
romantic,
kitchen.
Romantic, let me get this to you. Let me tell you this. Romantic relationships do not work. Because, as I said earlier, women are different from men. You are emotional beings. We are logical beings. And how you see love is different from how we see love. So you expect your husband to come home, take care of the house, the bills and everything. You working, your money doesn't mean anything in the house. A woman's, have you heard of a woman's money is her money, but a man's money is for the family?
It's a normal saying.
That is, it doesn't cut across. Are you married?
I'm not, but I'm a lady.
You are not married, right?
I'm not married.
Yes. So, one thing that I have realized is women of... The modern women.
Mm-hmm.
Modern women want to become, they want to get married, but they don't want to become wives. That is a perfect example. What you are saying is that you want to get married, but right? Do you want to get married?
Of course.
But you don't want to become a wife. So that is a wife. It's like you saying that, it's like a husband saying, hey, me, I pay all the bills. I don't know who the way you my own to be. A man will never, a man, I said a man. There is a difference between a husband and a man. A man will never tell you that. Come and pay the bills. No. He knows what he must do. So a man, listen, if you are dating a boy, it is different from dating a man. And if you marry a man, it is different from marrying a boy. You can marry someone who is like 45 years, 35 years, but he's a boy. If you marry a man will never tell you to give me money for me to use it to cover these expenses. It is built in us to take care of our family. It is built in a man. A man is different from a husband. Everyone can get married, but it takes a lot to become a man. And if you marry a wife, someone who wants to become A wife is different from marrying just anyone. You can marry someone just because she's a woman, but she's not a wife. So most people today, especially women, want to get married because they want to get married, not to become wives. So that is a perfect example. What you said is a perfect example of someone who wants to get married, but your wife telling you that you will never tell your husband, if you really truly love your husband and respect your husband, to come and help in the kitchen. It doesn't help. It doesn't happen like that. Listen. If you are cooking, assuming you and I are married and you are cooking, I can come there and say that, oh, okay, Ajua, let me help you with this. Akosua, okay, let me help you with this. Let me help you with this. You can't come and tell me that, hey, Nana Beyesi, you can't come and do this. You can't tell me that I should know and come and help you. Have I ever complained that come and give me this amount of money to go and take care of these expenses? If your man does that, if your husband does that, it means he is not a man.
Okay, so literally, okay. You mean that you expect nothing from your wife?
Listen.
Financial wise.
A woman's money is her money.
That's the notion.
That is not the notion. That's the reality.
That's the notion.
Are you married? Have you been in a serious relationship before?
Yes.
And how is it? How is it like? What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, do you give your guy money? Don't lie.
Only if it's important.
Only if he asks.
For important. No. Important, so if what? You don't
so
ask,
has your guy ever
if
asked
you don't
money?
Ask, would I give it out to you?
But,
no.
But you women expect men to know things themselves, right?
Because you're a man. As you said, it's a responsibility.
Me being a man makes me a god.
It's your responsibility.
No, you don't have to know. That is why you need to communicate your feelings. We are not gods. I can't read minds. Communicate that this is what I want. And my mother told me this. There are several ways to communicate. You can go to your husband and tell him that, oh, Nana, Mr. Umbeye say mame. That is being respectful. You are being respectful. He will do it. It doesn't take a lot to convince a man to do something for you. It doesn't. All you need to do is learn how to speak with your husband. You don't need to be, I know, I work and you also work and no. Then you are not ready to get married. You just got married because you wanted to get married.
You said something earlier. Uh-huh. You said a man.
Let me give you this.
Okay.
Rosalind.
Okay.
Only women, dogs, and children are loved unconditionally. Taking you back to when you said, you need to be romantic, you need to do this for me. And yes. A man is loved under the condition that he can provide. Don't mistake that for love. I know this is you are obviously you are a student, yes, and in a female-dominated institutions, right? Yes, and you've heard some of your colleagues saying that I don't like my father. Man, I mean, pay me papa some more. Ask her why. My father doesn't take care of me. Have you heard of someone saying I don't like my mother because my mother doesn't? No, I don't like my mother because my mother said this or that. But I don't like my father because my father doesn't take care of me. Men are loved under the condition that we can provide. So, we providing for our wife, your wife doesn't have to do a lot of things. Just be loyal. Because loyalty entails respect, basically. Do you get it? Yes. So, we are not loved. So, when you are talking about things or having conversations like this, you need to consider a lot of things. Men are not loved. We are not loved. Never consider, don't think that you are loved because you are loved. No, no man is loved. No man is loved. And how love to us is different from love to you. How we see love is different from how you see love. Your love is caring. Touch me. Be romantic. Say this. Right? Say this. Say that. Those are love to you.
It goes beyond that.
Okay. It does. Tell me. Where does it go?
You see, someone loving you doesn't mean the person...
Explain love to me.
Okay.
Explain love.
For me, the word I will use for love is unconditional. Okay. Anything unconditional.
So... I think what I said, you didn't listen. You listened, you didn't hear.
I did.
Do you hear what I said?
Of course. You said so many things. But listen. I still raise this argument that a man, if you're a man, you should know that. You say, if you're a man, you should know that the lady's strength is not up to yours.
What strength? That is obvious, because are you talking about physical strength or financial strength?
Like, when it comes to strength.
So physical strength.
It's part.
Financial strength
is part.
Okay.
Like everything.
Okay.
Strength.
Okay.
Is part.
Okay.
We don't match up to you men.
Okay.
So let's say.
Some do though.
Okay. So let's say that.
Okay.
I work. You okay. work.
Okay.
Because you are a man, you don't have to do what a lady has to do, because I'm not also paying the bills. But we both work. I come back. Must I always come to you submissively, always saying, babe, please, can you help me in the kitchen? Must I always ask before you do something for me?
Submission is not a bad word. Submission is not a bad word. I know. Listen, submission is not a bad word. You know, it comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It comes if you marry a woman and the woman is a wife. It comes naturally. I don't need to ask my wife, or my wife doesn't need to ask me to come and do something when I know that, okay, my wife is cooking and at the same time taking care of our child. Okay. So we have a boy together, young, handsome looking guy together. So, and I also, let me get this through. Taking care of a child to me is the most difficult work anyone would get or would do.
Yeah.
Taking care of a child. I am one of the few who believes women should be paid when taking care of and raising their children.
Yeah, very much.
I am one of them.
I'm already so full.
But the thing is, getting back to my point, I know we have a child together and he's so young. I think he's 7 months. Yes, 7 months. He's young. He's so young. My wife will be taking care of him and at the same time cooking. So assuming my boy sleeps and my wife will be cooking and the boy wakes up, I don't need to call my wife. No. I have to go and then pick the boy. That is something. It comes naturally. It comes naturally. You will go there and then pick the child. Wait for your wife to finish. And then come for the boy. If he is hungry and he continuously crying because when they wake up they feel a lot hungrier and you want your wife to feed the child, you have to go and then look at the food. It comes naturally. So you work. Let me give you a perfect example. I have this woman I respect a lot. I respect so. I hold her in high esteem. I respect her a lot. She's a principal. So let me tell you, the principal of Asamai Nursing and Midwifery Training College. We had a conversation. We had a conversation and she's the principal. And she currently holds a PhD. Okay. So she told me this. I went to her office and then she looked stressed. Because she's taking care of almost 2,000 people, including the staff. It is very stressful. Very, 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 very stressful. Because I have people that who are under me. I have people under me that I handle. Do you get it? So I told her that, oh, for me, you need like a week rest. Go home and then turn off your phone. He said, no, you know, no, I have to go home and then take care of, you know, after taking care of the school, I have to go home and then cook a principal. I have been to her house several times, and if you go there, the husband will be there. She will be cooking and then serving me, principal. But I have never heard her or heard her complain that when I work, I am the principal, and then when I come back, she knows her place. She knows her place. Doesn't make her inferior. That is a submissive woman. And it is wonderful. It is so wonderful. So it comes naturally, Joycelyn. It comes naturally. Comes naturally.
Yes. The part, you know, I have no issue. No, I have an issue.
Okay.
And then my issue is, you see the way you are saying that you have a baby and then the wife would be cooking, and then when the baby wakes up, the wife's supposed to come and then attend to the baby and then all that.
I never said your wife is supposed to come and attend to the baby. You have to attend to the baby.
Hold on. Let me hear you out.
I said, you have to attend to the baby.
The woman.
No, me.
That is what I'm trying
to. The man.
Yes.
You have to attend to the baby.
Yes.
So if the baby is hungry, your wife will come and take the baby, breastfeed him or her.
Yes.
And then you will go to the kitchen and look at the food.
Thank you. That is where my argument lies now. You see, we have people in the house, it would be like, it's like they've tagged certain things to women.
Okay.
Yes. If they are like, women are to do this. That is what she raised earlier.
Yes.
But Roslyn too said earlier, I don't know whether it's you or Roslyn, that there is this shared responsibility.
Okay.
If you people are to put the shared responsibility aside, I think a better word for the shared responsibility should be a support system. Because it can't be like, we gave birth to the child together. It wasn't just one person. It was both of us that gave birth to the baby. So if the baby is crying, and then I'm at the kitchen, and then you expect me to leave what I'm doing and then come and attend to the baby, what happens to the food? That is where my argument earlier on today of me saying that at least you, even if it's a one more cry, you should know how to do a one more. Because if I'm to leave the kitchen there and then attend to the baby, breastfeeding the baby, who goes back to the kitchen if you don't know how to cook? That's what I'm saying. Even if you don't know anything, I'm not saying go and do something, something so big or anything. But yes, my point is there should be a support in the house. Because if I'm to see that you are financially drawn back, and then I realize that, oh, I say you're not having money, at least I can come in and then wait. Yes.
You never know if a man will never let you know if he's not having money.
That is the point, that men kind of keep their feelings to themselves.
That is how
you were being created.
Not created.
That is how
it is the society. It is the society.
No, but then you're not marrying the society, you're marrying your person.
Society has influence on your decision.
It shouldn't have much influence. I know society plays a role in our lives.
Okay.
But then it shouldn't be too much that it comes in between your relationship with somebody else. We all live in societies and then communities.
So you want your husband to learn how to cook?
Not that you should learn how to cook. My point is not for you to come and then cook for me.
What's your point?
My point is, in times of, I don't know how to say this.
Why are you basing your argument on what if assumptions?
No, not basing on, but then you can't also tell me, so if I'm to travel and then.
Have you traveled?
No, yes. Accra, yes. I've not traveled outside before yet. But then hold on. If I'm to travel, I know that you'd be like, I should prep the house before I leave. What Steve said, Janenesan, what happens? You'd Ella. Be there to like come back. Always.
Ella.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what I said earlier? I said, if you marry
a man, a husband,
a wife, someone who wants to become a wife, it comes naturally.
Yes.
And if you marry a husband, some of the things that you are stressing on comes naturally.
Yes.
You don't need to voice out most of the things.
Yes.
But there are things that you need to voice out. Say, some of the needs, mm-hmm. you need to voice them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you do not communicate your feelings, especially your feelings, you need to communicate your feelings. You know, I recently chanced upon another video, Steve Harvey. Do you know Steve Harvey? Yes.
Yes.
I chanced upon his video, and then a woman was asking a question that his husband, always he tells his husband to buy him this, do this for me, and then do that for me. And he wants the husband to know what she wants. So if you need something or you want someone, you need to communicate. That is why communication is very, very important. Communicate your feelings. Communicate what you want. And some of the things, as I said, they come naturally. You don't need to tell a woman to go and do this. You don't need to tell a man what he needs to do. You don't need to tell. It comes naturally. Get married and see. Get married to someone you love and see. You find out.
Okay, so if I'm to get you right, I'm not also saying, hold on, I'm not also saying that you should ask. But then some people would intentionally decide not to help you. So would you call that one as... Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, some people are so...
So you are, what you are saying is what you've heard. Uh-huh.
Know what I've... Yes. Well, yes, because I've not yet experienced...
And one thing, some of the things, the problem I have with this, not the topic, with this argument is, you mostly hear the part of the women.
What about the men?
We don't communicate like that.
So you should communicate words. because you are telling me communication is...
Things that are important. The communication I'm talking about is... We sharing our stories. Women find it very easy to share their stories. That is why most of the breakups, it is because of the women.
How is it because of women?
Most of the breakups is because, okay, I've heard that this is what you are doing. I've heard most women choose to leave relationships. Most women choose it. That is another day.
Topic for a different day.
So, Emanuela, marry a man.
Yes.
Get married to a man. Get married to someone you love. Once you get married to someone you love, you will not be asking these questions. You know what to do.
No.
Listen, you will know what to do. And if you need an advice on relationships, on men, don't ask your friends. And especially your single friends, don't ask them. Because they give the worst. women give the worst advice. Trust me. Women give the worst advice. So if you want advice on men or on relationship, talk to a man. Talk to your father. Talk to your father.
I've understood you. But
so you've not understood me. You said but.
Oh, we'll talk later.
Okay. So I want to also make a point, not a fact.
A point.
To me, it's no, my
it can't,
fact.
It can't be to you.
Okay. So... We all should know that the world doesn't revolve around a man.
The world seems to be because of a man. All the buildings you are in is because of a man. All the dresses you are wearing is because of a man.
How?
We made even the wigs the wigs that you put on your head.
The world is in a better shape because of women.
We built the world. Men built the world. And we can choose to give you the freedom of speech. We can choose to give you the freedom of speech. I know most of the listeners are not going to like, especially the women are not going to like this, but it is the truth. Who do you call when you have a problem? So assuming you are in the house and then someone enters the house, a thief enters the house, and then you call the police, and the police sends a female. No disrespect to the female policemen. Who would you expect the police to send? A man or a woman?
A police is a police.
Really?
We just need a competent person.
You are lying. Yeah. Someone breaks into your house.
We ain't lying.
Someone breaks into your house and they send a female police and you are saying you'll be okay with they sending a female police.
She has those characteristics of being a police. That's why they
You know
sent
the training of
me.
The women are different from the training of men. Yes.
Women to have their strategies. Yes.
You are so delusional. You are so delusional.
No. You can't
need to
say
live
that.
In the reality of
and
life.
You should also